listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is Metaphysical Universe, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Douglas Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Hello and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday. This is April 10th, 2019. I'm Dr. Doug Kelly here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening. Good to be here.
And, of course, Michael Kelly is also with us, as usual.
I am. I'm always here. Good evening, everyone.
The Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. I'd like to read our abbreviated 9 principles of belief, as is customary. The first one is do no harm, do right. Number 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. And you can read the expanded version of these on our website at metaphysicalhumanism.org. So, and speaking of these 9 principles of belief, I'm going to be speaking. I've been invited to speak this Friday evening in Port Charlotte, Florida, at the Serenity Gardens Spiritual Health and Wellness Center. Dr. Phyllis, who's a member of our church and has been on this program several times in the chat room anyway. That's her place and her partners, and so she's invited me to come and speak, and I'll be talking about the 9 principles of belief and metaphysical humanism in general and some of the different beliefs and so forth. So if you're in the Southwest Florida area and you want to come and be a part of it, I'd love to have you. Again, it's Serenity Gardens Spiritual Health and Wellness Center. It's on Tamiami Trail between West Tarpon and Port Charlotte Boulevard. If you look it up, 2765 South Tamiami Trail, Port Charlotte, Florida. So that will be coming up, and I'm sure it will be exciting since Michael will be there. So,
of course,
he's there. It's exciting.
I'm a very exciting person.
Just asking. All right. So
well, it does sound like fun. Phyllis is always fun, anyway.
Yeah. All right. So tonight, what we're going to do is we're going to do a 5-card poll from our inner oracle card deck, which most of you know is simply a deck of cards with wisdoms and nuggets and life skills and different things like that. So we're going to start with Dr. Hunter, who's going to pull the first card, and we're going to see what develops from this. Go ahead,
well,
Dr. Hunter.
And there's always a story to tell too, isn't there, with these 5 cards that we draw. Well, the first one to get us started is number 28, do no harm, do right. So, do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there's a need, of course, without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good for all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right. Establish the foundation for all other principles.
That's a good base card. So let's see where it takes us. Michael, you want to pull a card?
Absolutely. And just so I can keep track also, I didn't quite catch the number of the previous.
28.
I pulled number 43, expediency.
Hmm.
apologize. Give me just one second. Timing is everything. Some things call for expediency, others require us to slow down. If you have a problem, you can take care of it now, or suffer longer and still take care of it later. It takes courage to face important matters when timing and opportunity avails, and wisdom to know when to slow down and to assess the correct action before acting promptly. For success in anything, do what you should do when you should do it.
That's an interesting connection there so far. Do no harm, do right, and do the right thing. Don't wait around.
And well, I think, well, I was just going to say, for me, really the thing about that that brings that card home is that last phrase, do what you should do when you should do it. Such a simple but powerful principle. And I think what we're hearing is do the right thing and be about it.
Well, yeah. And I think the next thing, which is going to tell even more to this story, is Gaines, number 27. Every choice and action has a trade-off and result. What are you willing to trade for this result or gain? A secondary gain has a price for getting what we want, and the price is denial of the truth of a situation or behavior. This may be a time to assess if something needs to be traded for improved benefits. Healthy decisions are sure to bring about the positive results and satisfying gains. The plot thickens on this story, I think.
Yeah, well, let's keep going.
For the next one, I pulled number 4, past, present, and future.
Interesting.
The three universal laws of personal responsibility are: 1, you are accountable for your past, present, and future. 2, don't expect others to do for you what you can and should do for yourself. 3, don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. Remember, present circumstances reflect past choices. Embrace responsibility and move forward with renewed vigor.
And now we're seeking the truth, number 24. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or a life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we won't see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there's truth in something or in a direction. See,
That's an interesting thread. Go ahead.
It is an interesting thread. And what I'm gleaning from this is that, you know, we all strive for something better or more. And, you know, but we have to make sure to check in with ourselves, right? It's do no harm, do right. And of course, then Michael's card of expediency says, you know, we have to gauge our timing also. And what are we gaining? How are we gaining that? And then we go from there, but it all circles back to being, you know, I think really loyal to your own truth.
You know, I think that for me, maybe the term that seems to be interwoven through every one of these five cards is self-responsibility.
Yep.
And I mean, if you think about it, do no harm, do right. We have a responsibility to do that, to do no harm and to do the right thing. With expediency, if you want to be successful in anything, do what you should do when you should do it. That's doing, you know, that's responsibility. Gains, you know, with self-responsibility, you hold that to be a high value, high core value, you're going to get gains. And then it goes into past, present, and future. We're responsible for our past, present, and future. And that is our truth. That is the truth of our life. We are responsible for where we're at. And as long as we hold to those higher core values, we're going to be pleased with where we're going, what we're doing, and what we're accomplishing in life. Michael, any comments?
Well, I think that was very well said. And I think that it is about personal responsibility. And you know, that idea of do what you should do when you should do it pairs so well also with don't do for others what they can and should do for themselves. And it's small actions that build into the bigger world that we live in. And it's that kind of idea that, yes, this is good for us personally, it's good for us in our lives, it'll make our just going through it easier, it'll be a healthier experience for you personally, but remember, we're also building the world of our future, we're building our society with every decision we make, and we are making the decision that we want to live in a society where we are, you know, going to be healthy with one another, we're going to have healthy relationships, we're going to be helpful to one another, and it's just realizing that those small steps lead into much bigger things down the road and throughout time.
Good. Well said. Very well said. So, we're going to open up the remainder of the program to pulling cards, but let's do it slightly differently this time. Let's pull a card, but let's pull two cards. Let's pull a main card, and then we'll pull a secondary card that will temper the first one, if you will, or bring some context to the first one. Does that make sense? Let's try that. It's just an idea that I pulled out of the air.
Sounds
or
good to me.
Or a dark place, one of the two. I don't know. Let's start.
We have Dr. Edward up first, and the first card for you, Edward, is number 2. The second card is number 9, so I'll read those to you. Esteem and validation. Self-esteem is self-worth based on internal expectations and validation, not to be confused with them esteem, which is self-worth based on external expectations and validation. That's what others think. High self-confidence is not the same as high self-esteem. Self-validation is the highest regard you give to yourself, fully experiencing the truths of your own path. Now, to support that, the concept to support that would be empowerment. Taking your power back is literally all-powerful and absolutely priceless. It alone is the solution, in principle, for virtually every problematic circumstance in your life, from a bad situation to spiritual harassment. Retaining your power means to retain your wholeness. When you're whole, you're empowered. Empower others by doing no harm and doing right, sharing the best of yourself, is encouraging and uplifting to yourself and others. So I think this is empowering from the center and acknowledging what esteems you, how you're self-certain. And I think this is just a really checking in with yourself in many ways. Dr. Kelly?
Yeah, and I think that they both are, what's the word I want, they both produce the other. In other words, the more esteem and validation you have, the more empowered you feel. And the more empowered you feel, the higher your esteem and validation is.
Yeah.
So it's a process of starting that. You know, we empower ourselves. And when we do that, we feel good about ourselves. We feel confident. And we feel better about ourselves and what we're doing. You keep doing that, and it's just like a snowball. It just keeps building.
So Wendy is up next, Michael.
And for Wendy, I pulled number 40, relationships.
Great.
Healthy relationships are interdependent and win-win. They are not dependent or codependent. Accept others for who they are and not for what they believe. Don't be judgmental. Otherwise, end the relationship, regardless of who it is with. For healthy relationships, we must add more than we subtract. This card can refer to a healthy or toxic relationship, or to the relationship of one thing to another. So, with this new practice we're doing, we're going to pair this with the second card.
Yeah, what's that one?
And I actually pulled number 23, meaning and purpose.
interesting combo.
It is.
The meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. The purpose can change. A sense of purpose always evolves. The question is not, what is the purpose of life? Rather, it is, what is the purpose of my life? True fulfillment comes when embracing your heart's desire with both meaning and a renewed sense of purpose to fulfill that meaning. This card can also relate to the meaning or purpose of a specific situation or lack thereof.
That's interesting. So, we have relationships and meaning and purpose. And, of course, the relationships can be with people, or it can be with just things, a relationship of a career, two careers, two different careers, can be that, and finding meaning and purpose by having relationships in their proper place, not letting certain people run you or control you or that sort of thing. You know, those it can be whatever comes out of it for you, but that's an interesting combination, relationships and meaning and purpose.
Well, you'll love this one. I got for Sam, meaning and purpose is the first card.
Really? Interesting.
So, Sam, just to recap that for you, the meaning of life is built upon values and beliefs and remains constant. The purpose of life is the action plan for the meaning of life. Now, to back that up, the support card is number 15, belief system knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within. Now, I find that particularly interesting pairing, and of course Michael has his deck, I have my deck, so there's no chance of us like making this up.
I mean, the odds really are astronomical.
Yeah, they are. So for you, Sam, this is just a little moment of what's your meaning and purpose and understanding that and reviewing belief systems. And I got to tell you, I think we're always doing that through our lives, even the smallest little thing. But however that resonates with you, I know that I think everybody could connect with that.
Here's a potential connection. It may or may not apply, but think about it. Meaning and purpose, you know, what's the purpose of my life? Well, we may not know what that is. And it might be because we need to modify or update our belief system or knowledge base, because sometimes the solution you're looking for lies outside of your belief system. So you need to expand your belief system in order to find that solution. In this case, would be a purpose in life or meaning in life.
Well, I like that connection. Michael Sherry's up next, I believe, if I have this right.
Yeah, I believe you're correct. And for Sherry, I pulled wild card number 6 for our first. And that is entropy. Within the cycle of life, there are useful energies, low entropy, that can wane to uselessness or high entropy. Their energy stands still, and the entropy increases. They no longer give value to the evolution of life. This can include an attitude or behavior that requires adjustment to once again take a new step in renewal and rebirth, thus lowering one's entropy. When one seeks to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, that one lowers his or her personal entropy, and the world is a better place. Very true. And the supporting card in this case is number 22, Think for Yourself. Better understanding one's own mind brings one closer to honesty and self-responsibility. Thinking for yourself prevents being swayed by the potentially unhealthy thinking of others, as well as the outside popular beliefs simply for popularity's sake. If you don't think for yourself, you sacrifice your identity for someone else's identity. This may be a time to exercise critical thinking in order to best determine and listen to your own truth.
That's good. All right, so think about entropy. And for those of you who are not real familiar with the word, entropy simply means the tendency for things to go back to the dust. So if you have high entropy, take a product. You go and you buy a product. You buy it, you use it a couple of times, it breaks. Well, it's useless now. It's got high entropy. So you want a product with low entropy, something that's going to last a long, long time, right? So if entropy means going back to the dust, we don't want to do that. We want our entropy very, very low so we're around a long time. Now think about this in connection with thinking for yourself. If you don't think for yourself, if you allow yourself to be possessed by someone else, and I'm not talking about spirits here because that's just doesn't happen. It's people who possess people. So if you allow yourself to be possessed by somebody else to the point where you're basically a copy of them, and I'm not talking about you emulating the good quality you see in others. That's not what I mean. But if you're trying to copy somebody or be like them, or they are trying to run you or control you so that you're a copy of them, basically the original you is gone, right? That means your entropy is high. That means it's broken. It's gone. It's no longer, because you're just a copy of somebody else. So you want to think for yourself, take your power back, protect your boundaries and be who you are and walk your own path.
Mm-hmm. And I think that was very well said. And one thing I was also just thinking about is when we talk about copying someone, it might not always be the easy to spot surface things, such as, personal tastes or maybe even certain mannerisms, but somebody can copy the energy of somebody and the vibration and signal that they put out in their, behaviors and how they deal with life. And that can be a little bit harder to detect. But
mm-hmm. Interesting, yeah.
Well, now, if I may, at the moment, I shuffled, because we've been pulling so many cards, I shuffled my deck and fanned them out brand new. And I know that Jamie's name is up next, but then I saw Julian's name. And I was reading, I'm thinking, okay, I'm going to pull for Jamie, get ready for that. But then I was reading what Julian had remarked, and I realized that I just picked Julian's cards. And they're very powerful. So we're going to, I'm going to do something a little bit unorthodox here. I'm going to read for you, Julian, and Michael, if you would do Jamie right after.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Because for you, Julian, and I kid you not, these are two wild cards, freedom and hope. So, and I know as soon as I saw those, I went, oh, my thoughts in tuning in leaped to Julian, because I know that it, and I intuitively know that these belong to you. So let me read them to you in this order. Freedom. Freedom's a state of being. It is unencumbered. It's an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present or future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. Now, as the supporting energy to that is hope. Hope lives deep within and inspires the human spirit to continue and expand. Hope, in and of itself, does not create life. Rather, hope desires life. Hope's the root of curiosity, interest, invention, and a yearning for more. Even when all feels lost and futile, hope is resurrected by a change of beliefs and core values. Safeguard your hope, for it's the first and last failsafe of your existence. Do not promote false hope, nor encourage codependent hope. And that's just a disclaimer to that particular card and its meaning. But for you, Julian, and I know that you had said you're on, you feel like you're on the verge of a spiritual awakening. Where do you go from here? Well, feeling free. You're a free and sovereign being of the universe. And it's that again, that do no harm, do right. So you're checking in with your spiritual self, as I see it. Hope is your inspiration, and that anything is possible. So in light of our previous discussion, too, about breaking down belief systems, you know, maybe that's what you're doing. So as we're having a spiritual awakening, we have to check into our mental or intellectualized belief systems, and sometimes they just need a reorganizing. And to be honest, in my experience, some of them you just need to ditch those suckers, because they're just not working for me anymore. So, you know, it's like I see it kind of as the, you know, a software to the hard drive, you know, and sometimes we have to readjust the hard drive to accommodate new software as we're expanding and growing. So I think that that's just a message there for you, if I can, you know, really be bold here. But know that it's that reminder that we're all spiritual beings here having a human experience. We are free, and we're absolutely free in that spirituality. And then looking at our condition and what we have and what are our belief systems to that condition. But hope always lifts us up. So.
And I'll add on to that. Where do you go from here? You go where you go. Now, what I mean by that is wherever you go next is exactly where you should go next, because it's either going to be where you want to be, or it's going to tell you what adjustments you need to make to get where you want to be.
Exactly.
So wherever you're going to go next is where you should go next. It's part of the journey. It's part of the growth process. And, you know, we all don't like it sometimes, but that's the way life is.
So I hope that that connects with you, Julian, and because I can intuitively feel that you got some powerful stuff going on, and that's good. So, Michael, if you would now, let's just clear the energy and tune into Jamie and see what we got.
And, well, for Jamie, I pulled, after I shuffled from the middle of the deck, I actually pulled number 28, Do No Harm, Do Right, and wild card number 8, Freedom.
Wow. Isn't that cool?
It is. I know that we're increasing the odds slightly by doing 2 cards here, but, I mean, it's very rare to have a night where we pull the same card, let alone as many times as we have so far.
Yeah. There's 54 cards in this deck, folks. So.
And you just shuffled yours as well, Michael.
Yeah, I kind of do it absentmindedly as I'm, you know, listening and thinking. I'll just kind of just be shuffling them while I'm, and then I'll draw as I, you know, right before I talk. That's why it takes me a minute to get to the book, because I want it to be spontaneous at that person in that moment.
Yeah.
And so I just pull 2 right off the top. Do no harm, do right, and freedom. I'll read.
Well, go ahead and read them again, and we'll apply them in this order.
Absolutely. So starting with do no harm, do right. Do no harm, do right is the most powerful principle to live by. Doing no harm includes words and actions to the self and others. Doing right means to also take positive action where there is a need without infringing on the free will or rights of others. Always strive for the highest good of all concerned, including yourself. Do no harm and do right establishes the foundation for all other principles. And would you also like me to read Freedom again?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I think so. I think that's necessary because it's support. So the supporting energy now to do no harm, do right for this individual is?
Absolutely. So freedom is a state of being. It is an unencumbered mind that can remain open and move forward. Freedom is the ability to recreate the self, shedding old ideas that no longer serve any purpose for present and future evolution. Freedom is the knowing of who and what one is as a free and sovereign being of the universe. Freedom means one can be or do anything one wants within the limits of do no harm and do right. I love how that just fits together so perfectly.
Well, and, you know, and I'll posit this, folks, that if you want true freedom, you need to practice do no harm and do right. because that will free your soul. It will free your energy. It will free your stress. It will free your worry. If you're doing no harm and doing right, that implies that you're actively assisting others. You're looking for ways to pay it forward, and you're investing yourself in being part of the solution mm-hmm. and helping others.
You know, Julian just made a comment, and thank you for this, Julian, because it inspired me to talk about something. He says, I've been searching for God for years, and I think I found my answer. My answer, of course, may not be someone else's. And that's absolutely true, Julian. It does remind me of my late friend, mentor, Frank Appleyard's words when he said, he used to call God Ralph, and he'd have talks with Ralph all the time. And he'd say, you know, if you don't like the God you have, fire him and hire a new one. Because he said it's all subjective. It's subjective. It is your experience with your own spirit, your own, you know, your own being, and however you perceive that to be. So, you know, I just wanted to share that with you, that it is your understanding of what God is to you, whether that's, you know, whatever perception that you have. But be free. If I can just make this suggestion to you, be free to explore and expand and grow that. That I think what's happening is, for so many people, we're debriefing from what we're taught is supposed to be God, and we're coming into our own understanding of God. So again, that was in context of Frank saying, hey, if you don't like the God you have, fire him and hire a new one. So.
Advice.
I always loved that.
All right, so we got all of our cards pulled, I believe, right? Not missing anybody.
I think so.
Yeah, I think we're.
I think we do. So. I just pulled one card, if I may, to share with the group tonight, and that's honestly it's number 42, which I think is fitting in how we might slowly draw this program to a close. 42 is trust and integrity. Integrity means being true to oneself intuitively and sensibly. It is adherence to moral and ethical principles, soundness of moral character, and honesty. A trust betrayed loses integrity, and trust without integrity is empty. Trust, along with communication, is one of the two most important relationship traits. Move forward with integrity, remaining steadfast in the greatest relationship of all, yourself.
Good. All right. Excellent, excellent discussion tonight. We had a kind of a little twist on the card thing, and I think it worked out well.
I think so too.
It really kind of threw a new dimension on the cards that we've been pulling. So anyway,
mm-hmm. And one point I was just going to make in we've really heard a lot about do no harm and do right tonight, and we've heard about how that relates to lowering entropy. And I was just thinking, and I think it bears to be said, that it's an incredible part of that is not just the do no harm, but the actively doing right, and that actually will lower your entropy, meaning that you will literally live longer. By doing right actions, not only do you have a pure energy, but you're also being more sociable, out getting out there in the world, you know, doing good works. That connection to community is shown through studies to lead to a longer lifespan. So you are literally, in a very real way, lowering your entropy. And I thought that was very interesting and very apropos to what we've been talking about and who we are as an organization.
You know, and Sherry has just mentioned in the chat that a quote she came across. There's nothing in a caterpillar that tells you it's going to be a butterfly. And that's by R. Buckminster Fuller. That's a great one, Sherry. Thanks for sharing.
Absolutely.
That.
All right, folks. We appreciate everybody's time and attention tonight. We appreciate we had a couple of new folks with us in the chat room. I'm glad you were able to be with us. And if you know somebody who could benefit from this program, be sure to let them know about it. If you're not already a student in one of our schools, metaphysicsinstitute.org or Thomas Francis University at tfuniversity.org. Check those out. We do master's, bachelor's, master's, doctoral degrees in metaphysics and a variety of topics there. But it's been good. So thanks, everybody, for joining us. Thanks to Dr. Hunter and Michael as well. Thanks to those listening to the archives. We appreciate you, too. And again, just a quick mention, if you're in the Southwest Florida area on Friday night around 6:30 p.m., I'm going to be speaking at the Serenity Garden Spiritual Health and Wellness Center. It's on Tamiami Trail, 2765 South Tamiami Trail in Port Charlotte, Florida. And so it'd be great to see some people come around and join us there. Anyway, thanks to everybody. Until next time, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
Good night, everybody.